I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. We shine the spotlight on a sacrament, that of reconciliation, one which has become increasingly unpopular in the Western world over the past 40 years. That's if we believe in the data collected regarding it. Or anyway, in the United States, where it seems, in fact, that in 1965, the number of American Catholics who went to confession once a month was just under 40%. And by the mid-1980s, that number had dropped to only 6%. So one asks oneself, are there any reasons as to why this happened, why this sacrament has been dropped by many in recent years? And again, is anything being done to try to stop confessional boxes collecting dust? In an effort to find out more, Susie Hodges picks up that story by speaking to an Australian priest who's trying to correct this trend by helping Catholics rediscover the value of confession. He's the Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese of Sydney, Australia, Father Michael de Stoop, and has just written two books entitled The Gift of Confession, one a longer version and the other an abridged edition in question and answer format. He began by telling Susie what prompted him to write these books in the first place.
I guess the main objective is to convince the reader that the benefits of confession are many, they're striking and genuine, and to describe them in ways that the reader can readily understand and relate to. And what inspired me to take this particular angle on the book is that I think most people are quite familiar with what the sacrament takes away, namely sin, but I'm pretty convinced that many people in their approach to the sacrament are perhaps less mindful of the particular benefits that we receive from it, like the benefits that the sacrament gives us, rather than the things that it takes away.
Do you think that many people see confession as something to be dreaded, or as you put it, the spiritual equivalent of going to the dentist?
Yeah, well, I suppose I was using imagery there, that I think most people, they cringe before they go to the dentist. They're worried about perhaps what treatment they may need to receive. And given that I've tried to highlight, 25 benefits that we receive from the sacrament of reconciliation, I'm sure that, on the contrary, it's something that we even have good reason to look forward to.
But apart from, as I say, this dread of going there, why do you think, in more general terms, that the sacrament of reconciliation or confession has become so much less popular in recent decades? What are the reasons for that?
I don't think it would be put down to simply the difficulties of, confessing sins and that kind of thing. I think it can also be put down to a number of other things too. And I think that the fast pace in which people live their lives, I think it's become the life today too, where we find it's not just the sacrament of reconciliation, but all the sacraments across the board are less frequently received. And it's not so much a crisis of any one particular sacrament, but the faith life in general.
But if you were trying to persuade somebody who was a bit reluctant what a good and genuine confession can do, the positive things, what would be those that you would list first?
Good question. I think the ones that I would list first is that it provides us with a personal encounter with Christ, and that some people would might say, oh well, I can just tell God I'm sorry in my own prayer, but I think that it misses that opportunity to be able to encounter Christ in such a way that it helps us to see ourselves more in relation to his capacity to forgive than our own personal sense of failure. And I think that can be a very uplifting and a helpful thing, to be able to encounter Christ in such a personal way.
Presumably there's also the helpful thing that it can alleviate guilt about sins and misdemeanours. That too must be relief.
Yeah, well, just as if, like a pus that builds up in a wound, is going to cause more pain if it's not released, or that kind of thing. If we're carrying around the weight of our misdeeds, there's nothing like the peace of soul that comes from being able to know that that those things don't stand between ourselves and God anymore.
When it comes to being on the other side of the grill, as it were, what emotions do you feel as a priest when you hear people's confessions?
That's something which I included in the book, and I think that there are many anxieties that people experience when they go to confession. They're probably thinking, well, what does the priest think of me if I confess this or that sin, And but certainly, if only people knew just how humbling it is for the priest to hear confessions, they wouldn't be they certainly wouldn't be so anxious. I think that the more trust and confidence that the penitent entrusts in the priest and in the sacrament itself, the more indeed that the priest is able to feel Christ, you know, filling his shoes. And it's a humbling thing that we're used as an instrument as such to bring Christ and his forgiveness to them.
Is it sometimes depressing, though, when you hear people confess really bad sins?
No, on the contrary, because I think that the priest takes delight in the new you, not the old you. And in as much as it's a confession of sin, it's also a confession of faith that this person is obviously identifying areas of struggle, but insofar as they're doing that, they're also identifying those areas in which they wish to grow. And of course, that's a great boost to morale, really. It's very encouraging and inspiring to hear people trying to aspire to a life which is more pleasing to our Lord, yeah.
And what further measures, you know, your book is obviously one, but what further measures do you believe the Church could take to help persuade the faithful to return to a wider practice of the sacrament of reconciliation, say similar to a level that existed before the Second Vatican Council?
Yeah, I know it used to be a practice of the past. It perhaps still is in some areas, but I don't see it happening quite readily as much as perhaps it could be. And that is that I know in years gone by, parish priests in particular areas would swap parishes for, like, going from one confessional to another, just to give the parishioners a little bit of a variety, particularly given these days many lay people are working in a closer association with their parish priest, and they may be active in the works of the parish and have the natural inhibitions of being known by their own parish priest, particularly if they're working closely in association with him. And if a different parish priest from time to time is to be made available for confession in their parish, then perhaps we'd see more people taking avail of the sacrament that way, particularly given that it's you know, the traffic and the roads these days, it's more convenient to go to your own local parish.
What kind of feedback have you got so far from readers and the faithful to your book?
Yeah, I've had very positive feedback, particularly from young people. Many of them have said, all the anxieties that I've had have been lifted, and I've certainly made an effort in the book to help people to have reason to see that a lot of the anxieties that we do have, we don't necessarily need to have. And even if we do, having to see that there are so many positive things that we can look forward to receiving in the sacrament.
Is your book more pitched at the younger generation or for all ages?
It's pitched for all ages, but having said that, since I'm a chaplain for the Catholic Youth Services, I did have the easy comprehension of young people at heart in writing the book. In fact, I gave the book to around about 20 young people asking for their feedback. And anything that was sort of above their comprehension, I asked them to mark the pages as much as they like. And that helped me to make sure that I could pitch it at their level of young minds. But having said that, I think that it would be very helpful for all ages.
That was Susie Hodges speaking to the Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese of Sydney in Australia, Father Michael de Stoop. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.